Hi, this is Farah Hürdüz. Greetings from New Jersey. Today, I have a guest who is very special with his works and his organizations, Brian William Hall. He is executive producer of different UFO events. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Farah. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I know that you have been producing very, very nice events in the UFO field, but I would like to ask you my first question. Who is Brian Hall?
Well, that's a great start. I'll try to answer that as efficiently and humbly as possible. My background in all of this didn't begin until about 12 years ago when some interesting friends of mine showed me some material that basically flew in the face of everything I had been taught before. And it dealt with a lot of esoterica, UFOs, alternatives, spiritual, etc. And instead of saying no and resisting it like most people do, I said yes. I decided to take a look at it with an open mind, and it pretty much changed the course of my life forever because this was compelling documentation that proved its point better than what the mainstream had been telling most of us about all things alternative, whether it's UFOs, conspiracies, paranormal. And so I began looking by reading the books, watching the tapes, going to other people's conferences and lectures, and I became an open sponge. I used to resist learning and knowledge. Now I just couldn't get enough of it. It was like my new opiate. And after about 6 years, 5 or 6 years of passively researching this, I thought I wanted to contribute. And so I had an opportunity to volunteer for a number of organizations, including the Bay Area UFO Expo, which we will be talking about, of course.
Yes.
Another organization, the International UFO Congress, that's been around for a long time. I even co-wrote some articles in a publication here in the Bay Area called the Berkeley Psychic Reader on UFOs, etc. And then about 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, my main concern was with the more terrestrial problems. Yes, I say, watch the sky, but there's some things that are going on not only in space and in the heavens, but right here on Earth under our very noses.
You are very right, yes.
A lot of conspiracies and hidden agendas that do impact humankind, which I learned a bit here and there going to this conference or that conference, but I didn't see a hardcore one on the conspiracy issue.
Oh, before we start to talk about conspiracies, I would like to ask you, what is your exact position at Bay Area UFO Expo?
Well, my position at the UFO Expo is as the associate producer.
Mm-hmm. Who is the other producer?
The executive producer is Victoria Jack, and she is the person who's the person, the inspiration behind that particular event. And we have been very good friends and colleagues for a number of years.
So, can you tell me a little bit about this year's expo?
Well, first of all, Vicky has been doing this now for, this will be her eighth expo, which was founded in 1999, a couple of years after her father died, who was a major influence. He himself had a number of sightings, and he himself was very much open to this kind of subject, whether it was about UFOs or conspiracies, the paranormal. In other words, that things really aren't what they appear here on planet Earth. And Vicky had experience as a manager of a rock band, so she's organized events before. Plus, she's very spiritual and she has a Wiccan background. And the UFO Expo, it's an offshoot of another one here on the West Coast that no longer exists. And Vicky took it over and called it the Bay Area UFO Expo because that's where we live, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, it is exposition style. There are a number of things going on. There are general admission lectures, but then if you want to know more, there are special workshops with each of the speakers. Friday night, we actually will have a benefit cocktail party.
So, when are you starting? When will be starting the expo this year?
Well, the expo takes place September 9th and 10th, all day Saturday and Sunday. Friday, we have a speaker benefit cocktail party for one of our speakers, Daniel Brinkley, his organization called Compassion in Action.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a couple of other special events. There is something called the Opus Free Workshop. Opus stands for the Organization for Paranormal Understanding and Support.
Great.
People involved in that will have a, basically it's a free interactive for those who have had experiences with the paranormal. Alien encounters, abduction scenarios, anything of that nature. Plus, we have this year a meet and greet with another famous radio personality, George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM,
mm-hmm.
is one of our special guests. And then for the first time this year, we have a special Spanish workshop that will be just in Spanish. There won't be any translation, but there are a lot of Latino Americans, especially here in California,
yes.
who are very open to this subject and hungry for this knowledge, but they want it and need it in their language, and that's what we're doing this year for the first time.
Well, as a fluent Spanish speaker, I know how much they like these subjects. And in Spain and in South America, UFO subjects and paranormal subjects are very much accepted. And they are in practice.
Oh, indeed. And from what I understand, the UFO presence is far more prevalent and openly discussed, not just by the people, but by officials from the government.
And Mexico, especially in the last years, they have amazing videos and photographs from the sightings.
Yes.
So,
a terrible amount of openness, at least far more than the United States government with regards to the UFO.
So what other speakers you are having in this year's Expo?
Well, this year's Expo, like I mentioned, Daniel Brinkley is one of our speakers. Of course, he is best known for his near-death experiences, and he will be discussing UFOs and paranormal from a primarily spiritual background, as will a lot of other people. We will have a good amount of nuts and bolts material from, say, Stan Friedman, nuclear physicist,
yes.
He is one of the first civilian investigators of the Roswell incident. We'll be talking about Roswell, the reality of UFOs, and that there is a cover-up. We'll have somebody by the name of Michael Schratt. He will talk about the different types of programs to develop this technology, reverse engineer this technology. Again, very nuts and bolts. But much of the information this year is very spiritual. It deals with perhaps a lot of ancient technologies, ancient knowledge, and how it may affect or impact the human factor, the human component, and especially in the near future as we approach 2012. There will be a little bit of prophecy at this conference, and some of this knowledge could be coming from other intelligences that are trying to gently wake up the human species as to its potential future.
So may I ask...
People like William Henry and John Rhodes, James Gilliland, who has a lot of sightings up in Washington. Very compelling stuff and very optimistic spiritual point of view.
Oh, I wish I could travel and participate to some of the conferences. And I would like to ask you, how many guests you're expecting for this year's Expo?
On average, and we can honestly boast that it is literally the largest attended annual UFO event in the country, and we see it over the course of the weekend. On average, somewhere between 1,100 and 1,200.
Oh, great, wonderful.
We have good enough numbers to certainly, and obviously, doing this every year.
Yes, yes. And how are your ticket prices?
Well, the ticket prices generally, it's something that we don't want to sell up necessarily on a program such as yours. If people want more information, if they're interested, we encourage them to visit the website or contact Victoria, the executive producer, and we can give them that information later on. I will say that both of us, with regards to our respective events, we try to keep the prices as reasonable as possible. For pricing, you can check out the website, which we can get out later, and her phone number.
Great. I know that you have a wonderful website, and let's give your website's link to our listeners so they can check it out.
Yes, the website, it's for the Bay Bay Area UFO Expo, but it's www.thebayareaUFOExpo, all one word. I'll spell that. T-H-E, E is a boy, A-Y-A-R-E-A, UFO, E-X-P-O, thebayareaUFOExpo.com. And from there, you can navigate to the speaker page, or if you want to be an exhibitor, we'll have a lot of great exhibits. There is some space available for those who are interested. Again, we do get a large number of people, so if folks have anything that they use your services that are similar to the things that we'll be discussing in the other rooms, give us a call for that reason, too.
Well, you know what? I wish you all the luck to you and to Victoria in this new event, and I'm planning to be there. I hope so. And I'm sure this will be great. But you are also producing one other event, ConspiracyCon.
That's correct. That's the event, the conference.
Yeah.
And it's conference style. It's more one room event where there's just one speaker after another after another, instead of other workshops. We do have an exhibitor space. Victoria and I usually have similar exhibitors, but what we cover at my conference is a little bit different. Now, the conspiracy is somewhat connected to the UFO factor, in that when you look into the subject of UFOs and extraterrestrial presence, and at least how this particular government, the United States government, is dealt with it, there is a tremendous amount of secrecy and cover-up. But, like I said earlier, there are a lot of other terrestrial concerns. Things like, you know, the secret government, what are they doing with regards to UFOs and other technologies? What is being suppressed from the American people? There's a tremendous amount of evidence for that there is the development of a lot of exotic technologies with free energies, or anti-gravity, more specifically, electrogravitic. We're paying $3 to $4 a gallon of gas, but if there are free energies out there, if we've got the technology to, you know, build flying cars, it's the year 2006. How come I don't have a time traveling DeLorean like in the Back to the Future movies? Something's being kept from us, and then there are other subjects like mind control, which is actually connected somewhat to the alien factor. Some people feel that they have been under mind control from our government, but some people feel that they're experiencing it from non-human intelligence. Sometimes it's both. Military assisted abductions. We talked about things like that. But also the fact that perhaps and there's a lot of testimony, documentation, that ensuring candidates are actually manufactured even to this day. We talk about 9/11. There are a lot of questions about that event.
When will be your next conspiracy conference?
I will be producing my 7th in late May of 2007.
Very nice. Now, you know what? Everybody is talking about conspiracy theories. But I want to ask you, is conspiracy is only a theory, or is conspiracy is a reality?
I would submit to you and your listeners, Farah, that the conspiratorial view of history is far closer to the truth than any other version. And what backs up such a brazen statement? History, that's what.
Mm-hmm.
History, time and time again, it proves the conspiracy theorists, and that's a damage control label if I've ever heard one. History proves that the so-called conspiracy theorists are proven to be right more often than not, at least down the road after an event. I would submit that anybody who still thinks to this day that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin of JFK, that those people are dinosaurs. They need to take a look at all the available evidence. And there is plenty. You don't have to go digging around deep dark dungeons. There's plenty of documentation, plenty of research in books, tapes, the internet. Definitely use the internet.
Brian, there was a movie in 1997 with Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts, Conspiracy Theory. Do you remember that movie?
I've seen it, yes.
Okay, now, I have something to tell you. If you watch the movie once again, you will notice that the character of Mel Gibson was cutting news and some clips from the newspapers. And in one of the newspaper articles in the movie, there was a news. It was saying that a huge earthquake in Turkey, thousands of people died, and the United States president goes to Turkey to give support, to give help. This happened in 1997. And as you know, I'm Turkish.
Okay.
In 1999, we had the biggest earthquake. And in 4 seconds, 30,000 people died. And after that, President Clinton came to Turkey to give support, to give help, and all these things. So how do you explain this coincidence? Is this a coincidence? What do you think?
Yes, well, that's not the only example. You know, Hollywood is controlled. It is very much controlled. Much of the information we get from the media entertainment complex, I would suggest it's something we should pay very, very close attention to. I will give you a perfect example of how prophetic and how self-fulfilling the media Hollywood complex is. There was a television series that was a spin-off of the very popular television show called The X-Files.
Yes, sure.
The series was called The Lone Gunman, and its star, Dean Haglund, actually at the UFO Expo, it's a more comic, but a professional comic. But the pilot episode, which aired in March of 2001, was about the hijacking by terrorists of an airplane to fly that airplane into one of the Twin Towers in New York.
Okay.
Now, it was the catastrophe was averted by our heroes, known as the Lone Gunmen. That was the name of the show. Exactly, almost approximately 6 months later, 9/11 occurs. And this aired on a major network, and I talked to Dean himself, and he said the script for that was written a year before it aired. So somebody, a year and a half before 9/11, is trying to tell us something. That's just one example. Here's just another example. I could cite more, but we probably don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can you tell me a little bit about the occult technologies? What are these? What are the occult technologies?
Occult technologies, again, would be the kinds of exotic things that are being developed underground or hidden bases, Area 51, Double Sea Base, I believe that's New Mexico, there's Los Alamos, there's Lawrence Livermore Labs here in California. Many of these programs are compartmentalized. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And so oftentimes, if you'll interview somebody that works for the military-industrial complex, they won't know the bigger picture. But when you put all the little pieces together, it's possible, and from what I understand from a number of researchers, that UFO technology was back engineered and quietly perfected by the military as far back as the late 1950s, a half century ago. Then, of course, there are the mind control technologies. Then, of course, there is the biological, genetic technology. You combine all of those things, you can probably create your own alien or abduction scenario. So I would submit to anybody out there who thinks that they have had an encounter or an abduction situation, ask yourself, is it real or is it memorized? Technologies exist, not just to recreate a situation like that, but for the purpose of perhaps dealing with the alien issue, or for the more nefarious possibility to control humankind.
So do you think that most of the non-human intelligences are involved in all this?
A lot of researchers would submit that because of the nuclear bomb, which was developed in the 1940s, that was kind of a cosmic calling card. The ET noticed that mankind began to grow up and split the atom. And since then, around 1947 and 1954, a little bit after, that's when we started getting a lot of heavy visitation. I would submit that if you take a look at a lot of biblical lore and a lot of ancient scripts and dig deeper and go back into the ancient world, that we have never been alone. and that perhaps that there is a level of consciousness operating on this planet that's not human as we know it. It may have come from another world. We get the argument of those who talk about evolution versus creation, yet neither party is willing to either combine possibilities or think outside of the box. What about interventionism, that the human race was altered genetically a long time ago, and that the so-called junk DNA we have is actually alien DNA? People say, where are the aliens? I say, check your DNA, check your blood.
Okay, this is what I was going to ask you anyway. We are talking about aliens, interdimensional beings, demonic beings, or satanic beings. So, are they only in UFO books, or are they only in UFO documentaries, or are they only in UFO conferences, or are they in the real life between us?
I would suggest that there are many different faces of God out there. Some are in service to others, some are in service to help. In other words, we're dealing with the yin and the yang, the light and the dark. And there may be consciousnesses out there that are genuinely trying to gently wake up a human There may be some forces out there that are truly dark. They may be interdimensional, alien, demonic, satanic. There are certainly a lot of satanic practices here, and much of it is documented, not necessarily in the UFO community, but in the Patriot conspiracy community, especially by people in positions of tremendous power, and what this energy might create, both for them and for the planet. Positive and negative vibrations. It's been suggested that there is a great war going on, and the prize is us.
Okay, so they are really interested in us. They want something from us.
I think as human beings, we are far more powerful, far more special than we are told we are. I think there's something far, far greater going on here. I would submit that we are not humans having a spiritual experience, but we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
So, do you think that parapsychological or paranormal abilities or gifts or practices are very much involved in all those communications?
Well, it's been said that we use terms like paranormal or supernatural or metaphysical when we're dealing with things that we don't yet understand, things that are already natural and normal and physical. We just don't understand it yet. And oftentimes, people fear the unknown. They fear the things that they don't understand. And so that there has been some fear with regards to UFO studies. We're looking into conspiracy and hidden agendas, looking into all things hidden or occult. And that's simply what a cult means. It simply means that which is hidden. Mm-hmm. I would definitely submit, we have got physicists and quantum theorists with their slide rules and calculators proving literally existence of a multiverse, multiple dimensions. And so one would have to ask, well, maybe that would support the existence of life after death, the consciousness outside of the body, or the existence of other realms occupying the exact same space that you and I occupy. This is extraordinary research, and we should be open to looking into that. And the fact that we are looking into that would almost suggest that, you know, we should, once and for all, eliminate our arrogance, our collective arrogance, and realize that more likely than not, we are not alone.
And what about the place or existence of the religions in this conspiracy web?
Well, there are some researchers who would approach the infamous New World Order from a Christian standpoint, from Bible prophecy, that the Antichrist is behind much of the world's woes. There are, on the other hand, those that would submit that religion, many of them, most of them, even all of them to some degree, have been created or changed, altered, manipulated for the purpose of control, a form of very subtle yet powerful mind control. Get people to act a certain way, think a certain way. It is very dogmatic. Much blood on this planet has been shed in the name of religion and God. Some would suggest that religions were created, like a lot of dialectics, to divide us so that we are much more easily ruled and conquered. And there are a lot of dialectics out there, not just religion. We have the black versus white, gay versus straight, pro versus wave, liberal versus conservative, and on and on and on and on.
What about New Age tendencies, channeling spiritualism, yes?
New Age, from what I understand, from what I've heard from people who are far more experienced and intelligent than I, that much of the New Age information that we're hearing was actually manufactured by covert United States government agencies, perhaps the CIA, perhaps others, to create a new religion to dispense disinformation, to distract us.
Because there are thousands of books about New Age. There are thousands of psychics who say that they are channeling from benevolent aliens, crystal beings, or all these things.
I just had a woman, her name is Raylan Allen, she has a fine website called Rumor Mill. She talks about the a lot of manufactured crude channelers out there, and we have to be careful. And I would say in general, let's say you are dealing with somebody who's genuinely channeling some kind of consciousness beyond our realm, but you have to keep that grain of discernment in your pocket, because just because it's an entity from another realm doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't have the capacity to lie.
I agree with you, because I have been involved in metaphysics and spiritualism since I was little. And what I think today, somebody, human or non-human or alien, can be very much involved in spiritualism or psychic abilities, but this doesn't mean that the source is the positive.
That is true. I mean, it's extraordinary to think that you're in communication with somebody or something from another time, another world, another place, another galaxy, universe, whatever you want to call it. But again, one must be careful, especially when you look into these subjects like UFOs, spirituality, conspiracy. It's very much like a labyrinth, and one can get lost. I find myself, as many researchers, with more questions the further we look into this thing.
Brian, we don't have too much time left. I would like to ask you, you are an expert in conspiracy subjects. Are you going to write a book?
As I mentioned earlier, I did co-write some articles for a local publication. I did write an article on conspiracies for a UFO magazine a couple of years ago. And people can go see that article if they want to go to my website, which is conspiracycon.com. And it's on my index greeting page. They just need to click on it. And along with that is my mission statement. And the more I look at this, the more I meet researchers, speakers, authors, lecturers, the more I look into this myself, and the more I observe the world around me, I do feel that motivation to put together, at least from my perspective, a document that proves that things generally aren't what they appear to be.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Brian, thank you very much for this wonderful interview. I'm sending all my best wishes to you and to Victoria. Lots of luck with your next event. And once again, greetings and best wishes from New Jersey to California.